Next, I will tell you something about the structure of the educational system, because it is quite essential for the outcomes. Until the 1970s, the Finnish education system followed the parallel school model. The pupils attended the first 4 years to the same school, after which the age group was divided into two different streams of education. One of these school forms provided primary theoretical subjects, while the other was practical and task-oriented. The system had several weaknesses. First, the pupils had to make the choice of their life career at the age of 11. Such an early age is absolutely unsuitable for such a decision. Second, the basic education for all citizens cannot be divided into two packages of different scopes and contents. Point three, the system maintains inequality of educational opportunity because the schools that provided better opportunities for further learning were concentrated in towns and the supply of openings was insufficient. Four, in democratic society, it is not acceptable that the basic civilization depends on the division into classes in society. And finally, the composition of school must be similar to the structure of whole society. It is very important that children from different social classes accustomed to meet each other in the common school. To avoid all these weaknesses, it was necessary to have radical school reform in Finland. I was 30 years younger, so I was radical. In the 1970s, a 9-year compulsory school common to the entire age group, namely comprehensive school, was created. The common school for all is an essential feature of modern Finnish educational policy. After lengthy political debate, the Finnish Parliament adopted a law on comprehensive school at the end of the 1960s. Although the parliamentary decision was more or less unanimous, there was a remarkable amount of skepticism in the media and among the politicians as to where this reform might lead. In Germany, they discuss even today about the same topic. The opponents of reform argued that the overall skill level would drop if the whole age group would never meet the standard that was expected. Two PISA studies provide the best possible proof that the reform was necessary and that it eventually succeeded. From birth to the age of 6, children can attend daycare centers, kindergarten, or smaller family daycare groups in private homes in Finland. All 6-year-olds have the right to free preschool education. Each local authority may decide whether to provide preschool education in schools or daycare centers. The majority of preschool education is given in daycare centers. Preschool education in comprehensive schools can be arranged in separate preschool classes or in combined classes, especially in countryside combined classes. The contents of activity are the same in both cases. Participation in preschool education is voluntary to children, but municipalities are obliged to organize it. Nowadays, almost all six-year-olds participate in preschool education. The objective of preschool education is to create a playing and learning environment, offering inspiring activities and providing children with opportunities to develop holistically together with their peers. The term preschool education lays emphasis on the preparation for school, working methods that accustom children to teamwork are the most important. Another central consideration is to promote the child's own initiative and to emphasize its significance as the foundation of all activities. Special attention is paid to individual children's readiness for school attendance. PISA study shows, once again, the significance of home background having either promoting or inhibiting effects on learning. One of the most important aims of preschool education is to minimize the impact of parents' socioeconomic status on pupils' performance. Then basic education. In Finland, children must begin compulsory education in the year of their seventh birthday. The starting point is relatively late in comparison to most European countries. But in fact, almost all six-year-olds participate voluntarily in preschool education, and thus practically the starting point of regulated learning begins at the age of six in Finland. Finland has 9-year compulsory schooling. During the first 6 years, instruction is usually given by the class teacher who teaches all or almost all of the subjects. Then, during the last 3 years, the different subjects are taught by specialized subject teachers. In Finland, 99.7% of the age group complete compulsory schooling. It seems like the party conference of the Communist Party in Soviet Union. Long applause, yes. When Mr. Brezhnev had the speech. In the main, all pupils during the first 6 years receive the same teaching. The curriculum of classes 7 to 9 includes common subjects and some optional subjects freely chosen by the pupil. Optional studies may include courses in, for instance, foreign languages, sports, art and music, or integrated or in-depth courses or applied studies in the common subjects. Most institutions providing basic and upper-secondary level education are maintained by local authorities, with the exception of very few private schools. Responsibility for educational funding is divided between the state and local authorities. The original idea was that the funding of basic and secondary education, state subsidy averaged 57% of the cost and municipal contribution amount to the average of 43. But the cold fact is that the share of municipal fundings has increased in recent years. For children, the teaching, educational equipment, textbook, for example, and welfare services, health services, for example, are free of charge. In addition, pupils get one free warm meal a day, also free of charge. By the way, Finland was the first country who decided that every pupil must have one warm meal per day. And this happened 1948. And it has been very important for the health of children in Finland. You must remember, as I told you, Finland was a very poor country during that time. There are very few grade repeaters in Finland. Why? Firstly, grade repeating means extra course for the school. Secondly, repeating is experienced as disgrace, and it can develop reluctance towards learning. It is better that the pupils are given the necessary support all through the school year. School year in those subjects that they find difficult to learn. Each and every pupil usually has at least one strong subject, so it is unnecessary to repeat all subjects. Upper secondary education. Approximately 95 of comprehensive school leavers start general or vocational upper secondary studies. Half of them opt the general upper secondary education. The upper secondary school provides 3 years of general education to pupils aged 16 to 19. Some of these schools have specialized in particular subjects, for instance, foreign language, sports, art, and music.